Okay, today we're going to learn Sota Dav Zayin Amar Aleph. We are holding on Dav Zayin Amar Aleph. We are at the Mishnah on Zayin Amar Aleph. So the Mishnah is going to teach us how to bring the Sota to the Beis HaGadol in Yerushalayim. It's not just that she would just walk in and show up to the Beis HaGadol. There was a whole process involved. So Ketzad Osala, what would they do? Malicha LeBeizin Sheba Osa Makom. First, they would bring her to the Beis HaGadol in the city that they lived. Umosalo Shnei Talmidei Chachamim. And that Beis HaGadol would supply them with two Talmidei Chachamim to escort them to Yerushalayim. And the reason they needed two Talmidei Chacham to escort them is because they were concerned, Shema Yavo Aleh HaBaderech, that the husband might be boel his wife on the road to Yerushalayim. They might stop over at an inn or something, and she might seduce him, and they might, or he just might be interested, and they'll have bia somewhere along the way. And the halacha is that she's already usher to her husband, because Beis HaGadol was already mekabel the edus of stira, that she had yichud with this guy. So if the husband is Boel, his wife, the Mesota is not going to work, and it will turn out that they will have erased Shem Shemayim in that Mesota, Levatala, and that's terrible. So that's why they would have two Talmidei Chacham escort them, to make sure that the husband would not sleep with his wife along the way, because that could ruin the entire process. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Bala Neman Aleh. Rabbi Yehuda says, nah, you don't need to send Talmidei Chachamim. Certainly he's not going to sin with her. The husband can be trusted in that regard. So now the Gemara brings a raya from our Mishnah for the din of Yichud with an Eishes Ish, meaning there is a halacha. The Mishnah says that we have two Talmidei Chacham that escort them. Well, why two? Trei v'ihu, it's two Talmidei Chacham plus the husband, Hatlasa. So it turns out that there are three men and one woman who are involved in this trip. So Lema Mesayei Le'el Rav, this seems to be a riot to what Rav taught. Dom Rav Yidom Rav, Lo Shanu El Bi'ir, Av L'Bederech Hadika Shlosha. The Mishnah at the very end of Maseches Kiddushin says that with two men and one woman, there's no problem of yichud. Just having two men is enough. So Rav made a nukimta, and he said, no, that's only true in the city. But when they're traveling, you need three men and one woman. Why? Because one of them might have to go to the bathroom, and then if you have only two men, the other one is going to end up having yichud with the woman. So that's why when you're traveling, you need three men, so that even if someone has to go to the bathroom, has to excuse himself, the other two men will still be there. So our Mishnah seems to be a raya to that, because we give two Talmidei Chachamim, not just one Talmud Chacham, to escort them. So says Gemara, nah, it's not a good raya. Lo. Now the reason we give two Talmidei Chacham over here is not because of the dinim of Yichud, it's just if the husband is Boel, his wife, we're going to need Eidim that in fact happened, so that we won't be Mashke the wife, we won't give the wife to drink from the Mesota. Then the Gemara says another halacha about Yichud that maybe we could deduce from here. Talmidei Chachamim in Kulei Almalo. We see that the people we sent are Talmidei Chachamim to escort them, but we wouldn't send just regular people. Maybe that's a raya to Rav's other chiddush with regard to the halachas of Yichud. Whenever we say that two men and one woman is enough, that's only if you're dealing with people who are kosher, aval prutzin, but people who are not to be trusted, afilu asara namilo, even to have 10 people go with her is not going to be enough. So you see that, and the riot to this is Maisa Hayavotu Asara Bamita, that there was once a Maisa of a woman who was married, and 10 prutzim took her out on a mita. They took her out in like a coffin that everyone should think that she's dead and that they're just going to bury her, but they weren't going to bury her. They were going to violate her, to sleep with her. And the very fact that that 10 people were willing to do this, even though there was way more than two men together, and they were still not embarrassed from each other and willing to do this, that shows you about the nature of prutzim, that prutzim are going to behave in such a manner. So don't you see this is a raya? Our mission is a raya that when you're trying to save yourself from yichud, you dafka have to have Talmidei Chacham, not regular people. So says Marla, not a raya. Hacha hainu taima diyadi lasriyebe. The reason that we require Talmidei Chacham to escort them is because Talmidei Chacham will know how to give the hasra'a. Because part of giving hasra'a is to explain the halacha, that when the husband is not menuka me'avon, when the husband is himself not free of sin, then the mayim is not going to be bodek the woman. The water is not going to, the mesota is not going to be effective on the woman. So they have to give that warning in order that the husband shouldn't be boel her. So main point number one over here is that the Mishnah talks about two tamid chamim who escort them, and the Gemara tries to prove two halachos of yichud from here. The Gemara tries to prove two halachos of yichud from here. One is that pederich, you need three men, and the other is that they need to be ksherim. Right, we tried to prove both of those halachas, but neither halacha is ultimately proven from our Mishnah. Then we go on to say, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Baila, Rabbi Yehuda said in our Mishnah that the husband alone is believed. You don't need anything beyond the husband. So the Gemara is going to explain, bring a brisa that explains the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda Chaim in our Mishnah about the ne'emanus of a husband with his wife who is nechshad for znus. So Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer Baila ne'eman mikal v'chomer. Rabbi Yehuda says the husband could be believed based on mikal v'chomer. Uman. When a man's wife is a nida, even though it's an iser kares, we still are willing to trust the husband that he's not going to be boel her. Sota she belav, the sota which is only a los hasei, lo kol shkein, all the more so we could trust the husband. Meaning, if we trust every married couple every time the woman is a nida for them to have yichud together, so why shouldn't we trust them when we're talking about an iser lav of a sota? So says Gemara Rabban, and the Rabban would respond, he knows. Senes nida de karis chamirale mehemin sota de lav lo chamirale velo mehemin. No, it's dafka because nida is an iser kares that we can trust the husband because he knows that it's an iser kares, so he's going to view it as a very serious violation. It's not going to be something he's going to be quick to do. But when it comes to a lav, an iser lav, not such a serious violation. It is something that we have to be a little more concerned that the husband might do. So the Gemara explains the reason for Rabbi Yehuda is whether it's from a kal v'chomer or from a pasuk. So says Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda mi kal v'chomer ma'isila. Is that true? Is Rabbi Yehuda's real source this kal v'chomer that if we trust him with an iser kares like nida, of course we're going to trust him with an iser lav like sota? No, Rabbi Yehuda mikrei ma'isila. Rabbi Yehuda really brought psukim to explain his shita why we trust the husband. Detanya, because the brisa tells us, pasuk says v'hevia ish es ishto el hakohen mina torah ha'ish. On a daraisa level, the man alone is trusted to bring his wife. But the chamim are mechmir that we don't trust him. Rather, he has to bring two tamid chamim. Shema yavol ala baderech lest he sleep with her on the road. Rabbi Yossi omer, baila neman ala mikal v'chomer. And Rabbi Yossi says that the husband is believed based on kal v'chomer. Umani d'shi b'karis baila neman ala so d'shi b'lav lo kol shkein. The kal v'chomer that we said before is Rabbi Yehuda. In this braisa is Rabbi Yossi. So Amrlo, the Chum said back, Lo, imamarta benidash ken yesh laheter, tomer besota shein laheter. A different reason why that kal v'chomer is flawed. Not the reason of hiyan osenes that we said before, that the husband is going to be less likely to violate an iser kares, but rather, there's a greater yetzer hara for a sota than there is for a nida, because a nida ultimately will no longer be a nida, but an isha sota will be asur to him forever. So Omer mayim genuvim yimtaku, and even though they've already had bia, still the yetzer hara is going to be greater because mayim genuvim yimtaku. That something that's asur to for a person is going to be asur for a person is going to be much sweeter for him. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, and then Rabbi Yehuda. Buddha says in this brisa, min ha Torah ish mevias ishto ala koin shenemar vehevia es ishto, that on a doraisa level we trust the husband based on the pasuk vehevi ha ish es ishto. So it's not that Rabbi Yehuda uses the kal v'chomer. Rabbi Yehuda does not use the kal v'chomer. Rabbi Yehuda uses a pasuk to tell me that the husband is going to be believed. So how come in the first brisa we said Rabbi Yehuda uses a kal v'chomer? So Amar lohu, so Rabbi Yehuda says to the chachamim, kal v'chomer pereisha, first he gave the kal v'chomer operchuha, but then they rejected the kal v'chomer, right? So v'hadar amar lohu kra, that's why he then came up with a pasuk. So it's not a stira, it's a progression of the conversation. The Rabbi Yehuda first presented a kal v'chomer, why we should be able to trust the husband. Then that kal v'chomer was was rejected because you're not going to trust him less by Nida, which is an Isser Kares. You'll trust him more by Nida because it's an Isser Kares, and then therefore he brought the pasuk of Ehevia Shazishto. So that's how the conversation happened. Rabbi Yudai Nitanakama. So the Gemara says, well, now that you brought this Braisa, there's a problem in this Braisa. Rabbi Yudai Nitanakama seemed to be saying the exact same thing. They both hold Minatora, the husband is Naaman, about his wife, and we're not Choshesh that he's going to sin with her. So Yikibinayu Aval Amru. The difference between them is that we say that the Chacham give that Amru Chachamim, that it was there's a Din Derabanan that we give him two Talmidei Chachamim lest he sleep with her. Tanakama holds that even though Minatora the husband is believed, there's still a Din Midrabanan not to believe the husband. Rabbi Yudah holds the Din Daraisa is to believe the husband, and the Din Derabanan is to believe the husband. So main point number two, the Gemara tries to figure out what Rabbi Yehuda's source is, that the husband is ne'eman, that the husband is trusted, and we suggested to Kal v'chomer that if we trust him by Nida, then for sure we should trust him here. When we reject that Kal v'chomer, we have a pasuk ve'evi'esh ishto, and Rabbi Yehuda holds there's no additional din d'rabanan that changes that. Okay, so now new Mishnah, bottom of the page. So let's see the Mishnah. Mishnah discusses what they would do to Sota in the Beis HaMikdash. Hayimalin osa lebeis nagadol shu b'Yerushalayim. They would bring it to the Beis nagadol in Yerushalayim. U'ma'aymin alert k'derek shama'aymin al edei nefashos. And they would frighten her the same way they would edim who come to be made in cases of dinei nefashos in order to try to get her to admit if she did an avera va'omerla. And they would say to her, biti, harbe yayin osa. Wine could do a lot of terrible things for a person. Harbe schok osa. So when a person is engaged in frivolity, it could do a lot of terrible things. Harbe yaldus osa, immaturity does a lot of things. The harbe shcheinim arayin osin, having a bad chevra and bad influences, could do a lot of terrible damage to a person. Asei l'shmo hagadol shenichtav b'kedusha shlo yimoch elamayim. Please consider the shem Hashem that it shouldn't have to be erased on the on these waters in order to prove your innocence or guilt. Va'omer lefenad dvarm sheinim kedai l'shomon. They say things that are not kedai to hear, her and her entire family. They say how tzaddikim harishonim, like Yehuda in the story of Tamar and Reuven in the story of Bila, were moda when they did an avera, and they would try to convince her that she should similarly do the same, that she should also admit that she did an avera. Im amra, if after that conversation she says, Temeani, she admits that she had sinned, shoveres ksubasa, we write a receipt for the ksuba, right? Meaning she has to write a note that I was mezana and therefore I lost my ksuba of yotzeis, and she is divorced from her husband, but she doesn't get killed because there were no edim that saw her be mezana. V'im amra tahorani, but if she maintains her innocence, malinoso l'shara mizrach, we bring her to the shara mizrach, by the entrance to Arabayis, Lisharni Kanor, and we bring him from there to the Sharni Kanor, Shasham Mashkinas Sotos, because that's where they would give the Sotos to drink. Umitarinas Hayoldos. And that's also where the Yoldos would stand, the people who just gave birth would stand to bring their Kabanos. Umitarinas Hamatzorain, and it's also the place we would do the Tara process for people who had Tzaraz. And now what do we do with the Sota, now that she's there by the Sharni Kanor? The Kohen Oches Bibugadeha, the Kohen grabs her clothing around the neckline. Im nikru'u, nikru'u. And if it tears, it tears. Im nifrimu, nifrimu. And if it shreds, it shreds. Achu megala eslib, until it exposes her heart. Visosara sa'ara, and he undoes her bun in her hair. Rabbi Yehuda omer, im haya liba na'e, lo haya megalehu. That if she had an attractive looking heart, then they would not expose it. Vam haya sa'ara na'e, lo haya sosin. If she had beautiful hair, then they wouldn't undo her hair and let it loose. If she was wearing nice, pristine white clothing, they would put on black clothing in order to make sure that she shouldn't look beautiful. If she was wearing beautiful jewelry, they would take away all of her jewelry in order to make her look disgusting. And then they would bring a certain type of rope that was made from that which grows around a palm palm tree, v'kosher l'mala midada, and they were tied above her breast so that her clothing shouldn't fall down, v'kolarotza liros, and anyone who wanted to see her in this state of disgrace, bal liros, can come and see her, chutz me'avada v'shiv chaseha, mepnei sheliba gaspehen, except for her own avadim and shvachos, because that might give her a little extra courage, and we were trying to convince her to admit that she did an avera, but she may be loath to admit such things in front of her underlings, in front of her, her avadim and shvachos. V'kol anashim utarus l'rosa shenemar v'nivasu kol anashim lo sasena kizi maschena, and all the women can come and look at her because it should be a lesson that this is what happens to a person, to a woman who's unfaithful. So that's the Mishnah. So main point number three is that the Mishnah goes through the detailed process of bringing the sota to the Beis HaMikdash to be able to drink the Mei Sota. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll pick up with the Gemara that follows.